Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imnc.org, for July 15th to the 21st, 2017. This week, 5 Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire. In the meantime, many countries condemned Israel for the excessive use of force against Palestinian protesters. These stories and more, coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages. In Kfar Kaddoum village in the northern West Bank, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked protesters at Nabi Saleh village before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. As tension mounts in the region, a number of international countries condemn Israeli lethal force against Palestinians in Jerusalem. IMMC's Rami Al-Maghari has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas announced this week cut off all ties with Israel in the wake of Israeli killing of 3 Palestinian youth in the occupied East Jerusalem. The president's position comes as tension is mounting in the region. Earlier this Friday, thousands of Palestinian residents in East Jerusalem protested at Israeli security measures, including installment of metal detection doors on the gates of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. From its part, Egyptian Foreign Ministry denounced the killings and urged Israel to stop all such measures. The League of Arab States echoed the same response and called on key international players, including the USA, to practice pressure on Israel to contain underway tension across the occupied Palestinian territories. For IMEMC News, I'm Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Five Palestinians were killed this week, scores others injured by Israeli army gunfire during separate attacks. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
3 Palestinians were killed on Friday by Israeli army and settlers' gunfire in separate attacks in Jerusalem. Israeli soldiers killed Muhammad Lafi, 18, after shooting him with a live round to the heart during clashes in Abu Dis town, east of occupied East Jerusalem. In the meantime, also on Friday, the soldiers killed Muhammad Abu Ghneim, 20, during clashes that took place after the army invaded a Tour neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. Eyewitnesses said that the soldiers surrounded the Palestinian after shooting him and that he bled to death after the army prevented Palestinian medics from approaching him. Furthermore, an armored Israeli colonist settler shot and killed Muhammad Sharif, 18, in Ras Al Amud neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem, while Israeli soldiers shot and injured many Palestinians during ensued clashes. On Friday night, 3 Israelis were stabbed to death and another wounded by a Palestinian assailant in a Halmish settlement in the West Bank. The assailant, Omar Al-Ubaid, 20, from the village of Kobar near Ramallah in the central West Bank, was shot and injured before the Israeli soldiers transferred him to Rabin Medical Center in Petah Tikva. On Thursday, Israeli soldiers shot and killed Muhammad Tannouh, 26, after he reportedly attempted to stab them in Taqwa town east of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. Tannouh was shot with 4 live rounds before an army jeep ran him over near Al Khansa School in Taqwa. After shooting the Palestinian, the soldiers closed the area, prevented bystanders and even medics from approaching him, and later covered his body with a black sheet before taking it away. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Tuesday afternoon Ra'afat al-Hirbawi, 29, allegedly for trying to ram Israeli soldiers with his car at Beit Anun Junction, east of Hebron, in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Israeli sources said that 2 soldiers were mildly wounded. During the week, the Palestinian Red Crescent, PRC, reported that its medics have treated more than 200 injured Palestinians during clashes between local youth and Israeli soldiers. The PRC said that the injuries ranged from moderate due to live gunfire to light due to rubber-coated steel bullets, in addition to treating protesters for tear gas. Clashes erupted mostly in Jerusalem, Ramallah, Bethlehem and Hebron areas as soldiers attacked Palestinians protesting the Israeli closure of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's old city. In addition, this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 50 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained 33 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children. In Gaza, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Monday at dawn at Palestinian fishing boats close to the shore in Khan Yunis in the southern part of the besieged Gaza Strip, wounding 2. Eyewitnesses said that the Navy fired dozens of live rounds at many fishing boats in the area, wounding the 2 fishermen in their legs and causing damage to at least 1 boat. For IANC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 15th to the 21st, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.